Sorry?
Okay, can we start with this?
It's a different ground from what you play on a weekly basis. Do you have to make adjustments, or is it still pretty much play the same way?
Oh, no, I play the same way. I mean, if anything, it just there's a fair bit of grass here, so it's a nice big ground, and obviously we'll promote some strong ball movement, and but still in the end of the day, it's not a hell of a lot different to previous weeks, and it's good to get out here, and especially a day early to be able to get a bit of a look at the conditions, and pretty much perfect.
With Indigenous round and playing the game here in Alice, what does it mean for some of the boys here in the club? Is it sort of a special moment for them?
Oh yeah, it is, and the boys look forward to it, and likewise with any teammate that has a special occasion, everyone gets in behind them, so it's fantastic we get to celebrate it, and obviously is honoured on this particular day. So the fact we're Indigenous round, we're playing in Alice Springs, doesn't get much better than that.
You've had a lot of success against Melbourne up here, or the times that you played in here, but they are a bit better this year, aren't they?
Oh, teams evolve, and circumstances change. The game evolves so much just from week to week, depending on injuries and what happens in a weekly basis of whether you've won the week before or not. And so a lot evolves. So year to year, that's a hell of a change. And they've had some personnel change within that. So have we. So at the end of the day, we've got to bring our best football against any team that we play against. And we don't expect to be any difference against Melbourne. Even if they were top of the ladder, we'd expect the same stuff.
Centre bounce is going to be important. He's a monster, Gorm. And Jacko fought really well last week, though, didn't he?
Oh, he has. I couldn't fault Jacko in the way that he's competed. And he has had some disadvantages when the ball's been in the air. But when the ball's hit the deck, he's got his hands dirty, and he's just given us a great presence. And I think if you took a went around all the midfielders and how much they've enjoyed playing with him, that all back him up strongly, and we expect the same thing. We know that they've got a very strong midfield group. They've had some really strong results throughout the year. Some of our results have been building throughout the year, and we come up against a really good team who's got a formidable ruckman and a good ground ball brigade.
How good is it, the inclusion of Dougal Howard, to be able to help Jacko out as well?
Yeah, well, we still need to give him a bit of help. I mean, he was involved in probably about 88 ruck contests last week. Jacko, so it's a lot of work when you're competing against two, ruckmen, Nat Nui and obviously Lysett. So he had a really big job to do. Obviously they've only come in Melbourne this time with one, but he's a pretty good one. And we obviously, what's in the back of our minds is when we played him last at in the NAB Cup, and he did very well against us. So it just means that we've got to bring the fight, whether it's in the air or that's on the ground. But and then fight it out from there and try and give our forwards the best look at the game as we possibly can.
We know Hammer was a little bit sore after the cookie copped on the weekend. Is he okay now after running around today? Feels all right?
Yeah, actually, he did more than what I thought he'd do. I thought he might just have a little bit of a stroll around the park and just sort of do enough to get by, but it did everything. Didn't seem to bother him, but did come off worse for wear. He had the shoulder and also the leg, so just goes to show he's a pretty tough nut, and he's very important to us, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Cheers.
No worries. Thanks, guys.